What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. It is Friday, right? Did we play our Friday intro?
We did.
We did, okay. We were talking. We have something really good. And we were trying to figure out when to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
The weekend.
Feels so good to make it to Friday. It's been a long-ass week. I'll tell you that right now. Man, thanks for being here, everybody, on a Friday morning. Going to be here till 10 a.m. I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindel's our executive producer. And many people yesterday said, is there some kind of award that we can give Paulie for yesterday's alphabet bit? And I said, if there was a way to submit it to somewhere where he could win an award, I would. But there's not, as far as I know. You know, there's no... I'd love to do... I wish they had some sort of weekly...
Paulie would win the droppies every
the
year.
The draw, 100%. I mean, bro, it would be like... He would have to, like, host it and be like, all right, everybody else fall at my feet. Such a great bit.
It's like Meryl Streep. He'd just be up there.
Just be up there every time.
So honored to win the droppies again.
Again. Yeah.
As the, you know, the best drop producer in radio.
Oh, I'm so surprised. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like Dirk Diggler up there just, I promise to keep kicking ass. And Paulie does his karate chop at the end. No, it was truly incredible. And I, and Ben, let me introduce Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor as well. Usually when you post something on Instagram after a great bit, and let me just say, this has been one of the best weeks we've had in a long, long time, maybe ever, as far as, now today is still up in the air, right? You don't know, but the first 4 days of this week, I have enjoyed immensely. It's great to be back in the studio with my boys, great to be here with the Tier 1s. Team, you know, even the team didn't play all that great, you know, since I got back. But hey, man, everybody's vibes are high. The playoffs, not everybody's, as we'll find out later. But the, you know, playoffs are in the, you know, we can see them right in front of us. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. But usually when you post a bit like that, there's at least one a-hole. At least one a-hole that's like, psh, 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 psh. Isn't even about sports. There's always one. On an Instagram feed. Always. I'm scrolling through the messages. Paul of Famer. I laugh my ass off. I replayed it multiple times. P as in pork is crazy. Laughing emoji. 6 laughing emojis. 7 laughing emojis. 5 laughing emojis. Well done, gents. Lol, you guys make my morning so enjoyable. Thank you. I laughed so hard. Teen in the car was less impressed and looked at me like I was 12. So he didn't like it, but he's 12. He didn't know anything. All-timer. Did not realize Ben had so many references in his repartee. So good.
Simply Loose cannabis?
Simply elite content. Epic. I'm going to keep watching this over and over. I hope they pay you guys a lot of money because this S is really funny. I had a great laugh driving into work. Tears coming down my face. Pork. Apple new. Paul, we the people appreciate you and your cuts. Thank you for this. I was dying listening to this. This made my week. Pure gold. Haven't laughed that hard in a long, long time. No mean comments, for once.
It's pretty funny.
Not one mean comment. Even the meanest of Mr. Grinch is like, all right, it's pretty funny. I'll give you that. That was pretty funny. I enjoyed it immensely. Great work by all. Got a phone call yesterday from John down the hall. He goes, first of all, the alphabet bit was unbelievable. Jack, mailman Jack, was like, this is unreal, guys. So I'm,
hey, as in? All girls, all the time.
I really, really enjoyed that. So it was great. It was great. A great job. I laughed all day. I replayed it several times. I played it for the kids. my kid's running around the house saying loose cannabis, ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. Bo goes, what is it? What is
ganja,
cannabis?
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
It's marijuana. It's a marijuana cigarette.
We're not exactly raising the discourse among children in San
Diego.
No, we're
not. But we're not hurting it either. True. I don't think we're hurt. Like,
F.
Look where they live. You know, this is, it's...
G, as in ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
They love it so much.
God, it's funny.
They love it so much. So... we will. I was very happy with it, and people were nice, and it was great. And we got in this morning, though, and there was a tell everybody what's in front of you.
Oh,
is it time to promote this or not?
Polly, we've got the next big, well, not the next big giveaway, but in the future, the Dylan Cease no hitter bobblehead. Got one of the first ones here in San Diego, other than the one that Mud and Don get to show off all the time. It's the one they're going to be giving away on September 10th against the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
To the first 40,000 fans. I asked Paulie, are we giving this away on the show today? And he goes, I don't think so. It's just here.
Yeah, maybe in the future, but not today. Yeah,
but you know what else he said? He goes, well, who would want it?
That's mean.
And I said,
it's mean. I just said, because you were like, oh, I'll take that home if we're able to. And I'm like, oh, maybe not yet. I was like, do you really want a Dylan Cease bobblehead? It has nothing to do with, honestly, it has nothing to do with how he's pitching. It's just, he's here for like four more starts.
A little bit to do
playoffs.
With how he's pitching.
It probably has a lot to do with it.
You're always taking a risk. Padres have been pretty lucky when it comes to some of their giveaways, because if your team doesn't play well, you could trade away stars. There's been a lot of clubs that have had a second half giveaway of a player they traded away at the deadline, and they're stuck with tens of thousands of bobbleheads of a guy that's not even on their team anymore.
Yeah, that happens
all
the time.
And this could have happened. And the Padres had a Dylan Cease. They have a Luis Arraez bobblehead still coming up later in the year, the Sprinkler, a La Regadera bobblehead. And, you know, both of those guys were in the last year of their contracts. And if the season hadn't gone well, they both would have been. I mean, Dylan Cease was kind of discussed in trades at the deadline, but was still with the team. So it certainly happens. But the Padres, for the most part, have gotten pretty lucky, pretty solid with their giveaways, that they're always hot commodities. And, you know, the no-hitter is still the no-hitter. It's
the second one
in Padres history.
I'll concede a little bit for sure. If it's, you know, the no-hitter bobblehead, like commemorating that moment, totally different. But if they had like a Robert Suarez bobblehead on September 15th, I'd be like, and I love Robert Suarez, but I'm like, he's not going to be here in like a couple months.
He might be.
He's probably gone.
Opt out. But, you know, you ask the question of, well, who would want it? And I'll tell you who would want it. My children would want it. They are obsessed with bobbleheads. Not really. Bo likes to get them, look at them, and then put them in their spot, a designated spot. And then he forgets we have them, but he likes to have the whole collection. He's very important to him. Taylor likes to play with them.
Oh, like action figures.
Like Taylor, when I say he covets bobbleheads, Bo was in his room the other day. He goes, what's this? And starts pulling bobble. We have in my office, we have a bureau, and it's got almost like a wire screen that you slide it open, and we have all the bobbleheads there. This dude creeps out of bed, comes in, grabs the ones he wants, takes them to his room, and hides them in his room. So Bo finds the Boba Fett one. It was Manny Boba Fett, I think. And then I think he took Snellzilla. He had those hidden in his room like a little hoarder. And then Bo is scrolling through Taylor's cards, and he goes, hey, this one's mine, and this one's mine, and this one's, these are my cards.
You got a little klepto.
And I go, Taylor, what did you do? He goes, I like it. And I go, what do you mean you like it? And I go, you can't just steal stuff that you like. And he goes, and I said, do you understand what I'm saying? And he goes, I like those. I like those. And Bo has them, and I don't. I go, so you're telling me in the dark, in the cover of night, you went into his room, you grabbed his binder, you took his Ellie De La Cruz cards, you brought them into your room and put them in your own sleeve? He goes, yes. Why? Because I like it. I like it. And I was like, well, how do I argue with that? I go, Taylor, you can't take stuff. You're not supposed to take the bobbleheads. He's a little thief. And
he's
I'm scared.
Thief.
I gotta
in
lock,
the middle of the night.
I got to lock my wallet up. This guy's going to be stealing 20s out of wallet before I know
but
it.
I liked it.
There is something rational. It's still wrong.
Stealing is wrong. Stealing is wrong.
But he is acknowledging that his value is higher than anyone else's.
Correct.
And that he feels like, hey, if I'm getting more enjoyment out of this, I should have it. As long as he feels the other way, like,
Bo, if he enjoyed something of mine more than I do, then Bo should be able to just take that.
I don't know. That would be okay.
There's no trading here. Now, Bo is not completely innocent in this, by the way. Those Ellie De La Cruz cards, he has completely fleeced kids in the neighborhood for... So he'll come home and he's like, look what I got. I mean, I'm like, where'd you get a Sandy Koufax card? He's like, I traded with Jackson for it. I go, what'd you give up? He's like, Nick Martinez. I'm like, you turd. And then I'm like, there is a part of me that's like, pretty good business. Pretty good business there,
man. Is he a salesman on this?
Yeah, you remember Nick Martinez? Like, he was on the Padres. You're definitely going to want this one.
You'll love this guy. He's a red now, but like he was a Padre great. And he is out there. The dude's out there fleecing kids in the neighborhood. But then he gets his card stolen from his brother. So one big circle.
We've heard about Taylor's late night escapades in the past. You guys need to... better bug your house. I need wire. I need boom mics and cameras because the idea of him just waking up at 1 a.m. and
putting on a Darth Vader mask, grabbing a sword, a plastic sword, and just walking around the house. The other day he goes, I was asleep. Hannah hadn't gotten home yet. She's home now. And he goes, Bo and I saw something in the kitchen. And I go, when were you in the kitchen? He goes, last night. And I go, where was I? He goes, you were asleep. I go, what? These kids could be burning the house? I had no idea they were up. I go, stay in your bed. I go, bro, we're getting to the point where I'm going to have to start locking you in your room. Right? And that's very dangerous. And that's not something we want to do. But I can't have you up patrolling the house and running around in your mask. He has full costume like parties with himself in the middle of the night. So I really don't know what to do about it, but he does have the sticky fingers, man. Mm. He is out there. He's out there stealing bobbleheads, cards, anything he can get his hands on.
That is so funny.
We are so dead, man. Yeah. Captain says Wood's getting it back tenfold for all he did to his parents. You are. You know, I will say this. I was an absolute angel child until I was 16. Like 16. Like an angel child. Got in a little trouble at school for talking and things like that, but nothing major. 16 years old, women, cars, cigarettes, the whole bit. That's when I just went.
Who was the bad influence on you?
We all were bad influences on each other. It was girls, dude. Girls was like what we all were like. You know, we just the hormones hit, and I was not a drinker. I was like all my friends had gotten drunk way before me. I remember them in eighth grade bringing a bottle of mixed liquor that they like poured a little bit from each, and we were all standing outside at the dance, and they're like drinking. I'm like, I'm not drinking. I'm not a degenerate.
Yeah.
And they all got in trouble. I didn't. I was such a good, sweet. I was a reader, listened to my music, but like I was not a bad kid. And then 16 hit, and it was like, what the hell happened? My parents were like, what the hell happened to you?
Dude, it was 17 for me. Same thing. Like, pretty good kid. Didn't get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Didn't really party too much. Even if I went to a party, still just kind of minded my own business.
Yeah.
17. Like, girls, dude, they can make you they do made anything me insane, at 17.
Paul. They made me insane.
Like, that was the first night I ever drank alcohol was, like, because a girl was there.
Yeah, and me too.
There's a chance of making out with Katie Weesey tonight.
Erica Crane, baby. 100%. I'll never forget it. Sure. Vodka poppers.
What is that, Rolling Rock? Bring it on. Like, yes.
Bean says I'm capping right now. I'm not capping. I'm telling you, my parents would call in and tell you he really gave us not a lot of trouble until really he got his license and discovered, you know, the female form.
Yeah.
Tell me the story of your first cigarette. You remember, like,
yeah, I do. So my,
because I've never had one,
yeah,
and I don't really want to. But I'm wondering, that first one seems like it's a bridge to cross.
It's
like,
pretty nuts. It's pretty. This so I actually tried cigarettes before I tried anything, and I was my uncle Mike, kind of was my surrogate father in the gap
before,
right?
Gary.
Yeah, and then like I would go in the summer and like hang out with him when I would come home to Texas when we lived elsewhere. And he smoked Benson and Hedges. And I just thought my Uncle Mike was the coolest.
Like the women's tennis tournament
yeah,
sponsors.
Yeah, Benson,
yeah,
Hedges.
The Benson and Hedges Open.
And I just thought he was the coolest guy. And I thought, if he smokes, and I loved all the music that he turned me on to. So I was like, if he smokes, I'll smoke. So my sweet Aunt Karen watches this show almost every day from Texas. That's her. That's his wife. So sorry, it's not your fault. I'm the bad seed. But I was like, he's the coolest. So I remember swiping one of his cigs, and I remember the disgusting tar taste, and it didn't last long. I was probably 12, 13, and I was like, I don't like this. But then, you know, other kids start doing it. You have one. You get hooked pretty quick. It gets you pretty good. Once you learn how to do it, you're like, ooh, I like that feeling, and it gets you pretty quick.
It's funny. We're 15 years apart. But a lot can happen in those 15 years, because I think by the time I started getting into like middle school and high school, it was pretty not cool to smoke.
When I was in school,
they had beaten that message into everybody.
When I was in school, it was the coolest, which is the worst thing ever. All the cool girls, where you're like, they had a smoking area that like their parents would drop them off at 16 years old. They're like, see you later, mom. And everyone would go fire up heaters.
I can't think of an official smoking area.
It was not,
but like it's where everyone went to smoke. And it's not like it was back in the woods.
Smoker's Alley.
It was like where teachers and stuff could see. All the cool kids smoked. All of them. And so you were like
a weird degenerate my generation.
Ostracized.
You're like, nobody was picking up chicks because they smoked.
Right. It was the opposite.
If you had alcohol, we're drinking tonight at somebody's house. Like, but that was one thing.
There is definitely an age where it changed. Like, I was remembering, I mentioned the Benson and Hedges Open. Everything was sponsored by cigarettes back then.
Everything.
The Winston Cup series. Virginia
cigarettes.
Slims, this. I mean, the advertising was everywhere.
Yeah.
You go to a Padres game at Jack Murphy Stadium, the huge billboard in right field, just Marlboro.
Yeah.
The Marlboro man. I mean, it was everywhere.
Well, I told you too. Like, so I saw that scene in Footloose where he is all pissed off, and I loved Footloose. And he drives into the thing, and he has a beer, and he smokes, drinks a beer, blows the cigarette smoke out. I go, I'm in. I got to do it. It was very, very influenced by things. Always have been. So that was kind of the first scene. And coupled with my uncle, I thought, who hung the moon. Yeah, I swiped one of his cigs and got after it. But, you know, listen.
I never inhaled the first time
smoked
a cigarette.
No, we didn't know.
And
we had
like,
no
my
idea.
Buddy was like, are you doing that right? I'm like,
yeah.
Totally. Like,
totally.
I didn't know what I was doing. He's like, I thought you'd be like, damn near throwing up.
Yeah.
And then I actually inhaled and was very close to throwing up.
Yeah. It's really, you know, it's terrible for you. My kids are like, oh, I'll never smoke a cigarette. Good. That's the message we want. But apparently they will steal and fleece kids in the neighborhood.
Lou says, San Diego had Cancer Court as the high school in North County. He says, what did they call the smoking spot at Torrey Pines? I have no idea, Lou. I stayed as far away from the... You know, half a dozen kids were the smokers.
You're asking Ben what the smoking section was called?
I would know what the smoking section was called.
Just incredible. Incredible.
Ben was
incredible.
Like, I was in the library.
Yeah, Ben was in the library. Ben was helping the teacher erase the blackboard.
I did like to do that.
Yeah, I know you did. So, yeah, there's my boys. Just, but again, they're paying me back for all the things I did. They're just starting way earlier than I feel like I did in my youth.
All right, we're going to get going here on a Friday morning. It is a Friar Friday. We'll let you know who our Padres guest is going to be as we set the menu coming up. And as Woods mentioned, I do have an interesting Padres story, Padres fan story to tell you about. That's all coming up after a check of traffic with Kelly Danick here on 97.3 The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Padres fan psychology is something that we've addressed quite a bit this season between the doomers and the optimists, but someone was taking it to the next level yesterday, and I will tell you the story as I was getting the text updates from my buddy Scott of maybe the most miserable Padres fan alive that he got to meet on the golf course yesterday in Oceanside. So we'll talk about that. Padres were off yesterday, but other teams in action had a 4-home run game from Kyle Schwarber yesterday. I'll tell you where the Padres stand going into this weekend series against the Minnesota Twins. We can also mention the San Diego State football team. Congratulations on the win last night. I was there pregame doing live shots, seeing the atmosphere, and pretty good performance, actually. We can talk a little bit about SDSU football. The
How
Giants.
Was the atmosphere?
So I knew it wasn't sold out, and it wasn't. It was, half to three-quarters full. I mean, by the time the game started, it was half full. The student section was full, which I was impressed by. But it was, they have some work to do. Now, the performance may convince some people to give them a shot, because they did play quite well. And they did go to the danger zone in the fourth quarter, Wally. That's
How
their new
was
bit.
It? Were you there? You didn't say the
I
whole game.
No. I was long gone by then. But I did watch the game at the end on television.
Watched the first half.
That's pretty good.
And it was, I go, well, this looks like football. This looks like an entertaining brand of football. You're running the ball pretty well.
Very few mistakes.
Play action. Mm-hmm. You went forward on fourth down. Throwing a great throw to the tight end, great catch by the time. I'm like, okay, like this looks like a football game.
Got a good crew of running backs.
Yeah.
The defense is very
looked
solid.
Really, as always, right? But like that quarterback looked really, really good.
Much better than last season already.
No doubt.
You can tell that
already.
They've taken a step forward, which is a good sign. Now do it against a real team next week, and we'll see if they can keep that up after beating an FCS team. Last night.
Final score was
42-0.
42-0. What'd they hang in the first?
20.
20. Yeah. 20. So it was basically
two good solid halves
of offense and defense.
Didn't get any turnovers, just kept going three and out. So it was good performance by the Aztecs football team. So we talk a little bit about that. Then at 7:35, a little early Friar Friday guest, we will be joined by our friend and Padres assistant general manager, Josh Stein, is going to join the program.
Steiner.
His turn in the rotation. Really good guy. We are curious about the status of the Padres minor leagues after all the trades and prospects sent away at the deadline. Now, AJ always argued Padres may be ranked in the bottom third of the minor leagues, but we think our system is better than that. They're now ranked dead last.
Yeah, 30th.
In the updated after the trade deadline minor league standings. Does Josh Stein think the Padres have some prospects that they're not getting credit for that were remaining in the organization. We'll talk to him at 7:35 and get his take on the rest of the season as well. Then at 8:35, we've moved Darren Smith back a little bit later, but he'll join us for his weekly SDFC and Padres conversation. SDFC playing the Sunday night matchup at LAFC, another big game on the road for our MLS club. So we'll talk with Darren Smith coming up at 8:35 this morning. We have some more Padres tickets to give away, as we've been doing all week. I advise you, pay attention to the show. We'll call back something from earlier as a question to give away some Padres Orioles tickets for the September 2nd game next Tuesday. It's the Manny Machado City Connect basketball jersey night. And then, of course, our regular features, Don't Do This, Take On Woods, and the Rondo Report as we head toward 10 o'clock and a three-day weekend. Mm. Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
I love it. Excited. I'll be ready.
I'm excited.
I'll be ready to get back to work on Tuesday.
I would think so. Yeah. At this point in the baseball season, it feels like it's four games, right, that we're going to be missing here. Like, well,
Friday,
four
Saturday,
games
Sunday
to talk about on Tuesday. A whole lot can happen. Pirates could be two games up on the Dodgers. They could be six games back at the Dodgers by the time we get back for another show. It just feels like it's almost too long to go in between episodes of Ben and Woods at this time of the year.
But I don't give him any ideas, because Adam will say, if you want to come in and work, you can, and I'm going to pass.
It's still Labor Day, and hopefully everyone gets to enjoy their holiday weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
But we will get started, and I will tell you the story of probably the world's most miserable Padres fan when we come back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
That is such a bold statement, Ben.
I know.
The most miserable. Listen, this weekend, we were just talking about Labor Day. If you are looking to get a new automobile, this is a great time to do it. You guys know that every year, right? The Labor Day sale, the extravaganzas that are going on. That's what you need to do. It's a good time. Great prices, especially at Sedano Ford and Lincoln in La Mesa. Incredible Labor Day savings all month long, actually. But if you got a buck, get a truck. Lease the all-electric 2025 Ford Lightning, $1 down, $349 a month. Or take that same buck, go get the 2025 Mustang Mach-E Select, just $310 a month. How about that? You can do it both, actually. $2 gets you two cars. What about that? If you've been waiting for a luxury upgrade, the Lincoln Corsair is just $449 a month. Comfort, class, and confidence in every drive. Labor Day is about your hard work, and your reward is waiting for you at Sedano Ford and Lincoln in La Mesa. Go see them today or visit SedanoFord.com to lock in these Labor Day savings. Tell them Woods sent you. Last thing is, I want to congratulate my man Manny Sedano on the opening of the new Chevy dealership in Santee today. So now he's got Ford. He's got Chevy. He's got Lincoln. He's got you covered, is what I'm telling you. More details you can find at Sedano Ford or SedanoLincoln.com.
I get Padres fans. You're going to approach the rest of the season in your own way. You know, some will be diehard optimistic until the day it's over or the day they win the World Series.
Yeah.
Others are expecting the rug to be pulled out from under them or expecting to be disappointed. And I think that's fair both ways. But my buddy Scott told me a story yesterday of what I think may be San Diego's most miserable Padres fan.
That is such a bold statement.
It is bold.
I mean, I know some
bold.
real doomers.
I told you, Scotty recently retired.
Yep.
I'm jealous.
S-O-B.
Age 50. He has walked away from his career, and as any good retiree will do, he's playing a bunch of golf without me during the week. You know,
Thursday
morning, I got no work. I'm going to go play golf. So he headed up to Arrowwood in Oceanside yesterday.
Big Arrowwood fan.
Now, the only problem
with, beautiful course.
You know, when you're retired and none of your friends are, you have no one to play with. So
yes, you have to play with a bunch of old retirees that may be insane and try to kill a squirrel with the driver on a golf course at the very same course.
True.
That's right.
That's right. You were there at Arrowwood with that.
We have video of it.
Mike.
He missed a shot at one point, and he punched the top of the cart, like, and it sounded like a gunshot. He was like
repeatedly,
bam, bam, bam. It's crazy town when you're playing.
And then a squirrel got near his ball, and he was like
trying to kill it. Well, you remember, like you said, it's 11, his tee time's like whatever.
Yeah.
9, 10 in the morning, it's going to be a bunch of retired dudes.
Well, this guy was not a retired guy. Now, of course, golf courses have the policy that they can't give away four different carts for four singles. So you got to share the cart. So he's put in a cart with a guy who, you know, seems to be in his late 30s. Not sure why he's off that day, but he says by hole 5, he's already on White Claw number 4. sitting in his cart on a Thursday morning. And he texts me and he goes, he's a Padres fan, but he's an angry Padres fan.
Okay.
He says he hates every move they've made.
Everyone.
Every move? I said, like, even Laureano? Everyone
hates it.
Everyone loves that move. He goes, hey, he said he preferred the team when they weren't good, I think. Like, he can't handle the team actually being competitive and good.
At least he admitted that.
I guess so. He said he complained about AJ giving away all the prospects, trading away the farm system, years of control.
Valid. Okay. Valid. Absolute valid concern.
Yeah, certainly a valid concern, I said. But then he said he hates the pitch clock. And I go, okay, that's one that I have not really heard this year.
Okay. Same with me.
He's
in his mid-30s, too.
Honestly, I said, at that point, I said, what is this guy in his, like, 70s? He goes, no, he's, like, in his late 30s.
Okay.
And I go, really?
Hates the pitch clock?
He hates the pitch clock.
That's a Padres move?
It's not a Padres move, but he just was kind of listing through all the things that he hates.
Now, do you think he's, is he a former player? Did you get that sense?
I did not get that sense.
Okay.
I did not get that sense.
Okay.
So I kind of said to Scott, have you brought up my name?
Because
I said
did.
That could all, they could lead to a tirade.
Does he know who
not,
I am?
Does he know about the Ben Wood show? Just
does he
did
know
you bring
who
up my
I
name?
Am?
Well, I mean, I'm friend, you know, like, hey, my friend is Ben from Ben Wood.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just wondering what
I'm friends
he would
with
say.
Scott, too. Scott listens to the show. I'm
Scott
on the
said,
show.
Good morning, Scott.
No, he might hate you.
Hi, Scott.
And I said, well, there's a very good chance of it based on what I'm hearing so far. So he gets to the sixth hole, sixth white claw, actually.
The sixth white claw.
He said, okay, so I said, you know, I'm actually friends with one of the radio hosts at their station. And he said, well, he said, like Ben and Woods? And Scott goes, yes, like Ben and Woods. Ben's, you know, my best friend for the last 30 years. And he goes, he hates everyone at your station, every single host.
All right.
He said, wouldn't give a specific necessarily. He just then went on a rant about they're not tough enough on the manager or the general manager.
Yeah,
they need to ask tougher questions.
Right.
They need to, you know, hold the team's feet to the fire every single time.
Yep.
And then at the end of the round, because Scott kind of decided, okay, maybe I just don't want to keep.
Yeah, I don't want to
just
poke
keep
the
poking
bear.
The bear the entire way. He said at the end. He said he walked off the course and made some sort of weight joke about Ben. Like, oh, tell Ben lose some LBs. I'm going, okay, well, probably hasn't watched the show in a couple of years since the SDFatLoss.com days. But he certainly was perhaps a viewer or a listener in the past. But has
not anymore, fat boy.
Kind of given up on us at that point. I'm going,
God,
this guy is like the most
miserable
Padres fan.
Man. You know,
how did you gain all the weight?
Just stop. You know, I've said it before. You're there. If you want to say I'm concerned about our future, I think the guys should be tougher on the team. That's all valid. We hear it all the time. It's not that big a deal. Doesn't end my day. When you wrap it up with a personal shot, you're a piece of S. I'm sorry, man. Like you're out there sucking down 6, 7, 8 White Claws. I bet he drove home. I bet he did. You know, you're a sack of S. If you're listening right now, I'll put your feet to the fire. You don't do that, dude. You don't do that. You're a piece of ass. Sorry.
I'll say it to your face, too.
Like, that's such a weak move. Like, tell Ben to lose. This is his best friend that he's talking to.
Right.
Tell him to lose some pounds. Bro, go to therapy. Go to therapy. There's something wrong with you.
I get not getting your hopes up too much because you don't want to be disappointed.
Of course, I do that. We all protect
I
that.
Understand that. But this message
what a turd.
Is not just to the golfer from yesterday that played with Scott, but this one from me is to all Padres fans. Please at least take a little bit of time to enjoy what we have here.
My ears are burning. I'm so mad right now.
A pennant race. A team that is willing to go for it. Yeah, they may have cost themselves some prospects in the future.
He really misses Boston Bateman and what he brings to the squad.
The point of this, you know, supposedly, is trying to win a World Series. And the Padres are trying to win the World Series. Will they do it? Probably not, as we said.
The odds are against them.
They're now one of, you know, 12 teams that will probably make the playoffs and have a chance at it. But 1-12 is still not very good odds. You have to overcome long odds. And Scott said, he told me later, He just feels like the team's going to get there, but they're not going to be good enough, and ultimately they're going to be disappointing us.
Well, welcome to being a baseball
fan.
And
that is true. That is absolutely true. But I think for me, the point of being a baseball fan, you've got to enjoy the ride a little bit. Yes, there's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be some bad weeks and disappointment along the way. But if you can't take even just a little bit of satisfaction in the fact that the Padres are 16 games above 500, just 2 games behind the Dodgers, with 28 games to play, and are in absolutely the thick of the race to win a World Series title this year. And they are. There's no team that can say, we are definitely way ahead of the Padres at this point.
Right.
There just isn't. Then I feel like you're missing some of the good stuff here in life.
I mean,
being a sports fan.
There are people watch the game and, you know, and they identify as Padres fans, but they really, there is something to that thing of like, well, see, I told you, we've all done it. We've all had our players that we looked at and went, God, yep, I told you. I knew it. I said it. I knew it. You find yourself rooting for them to get off your team. I've had probably 4 or 5 over the years, right? Like, of guys that I went, that the day he's off this team, I will be so elated. I don't have any of those, really. And I don't think I have for a while. The roster that's put together is pretty great. It's pretty great, and they're pretty easy dudes to root for, all of them. Do they have slumps? Absolutely they have slumps. They're human. Do they say dumb stuff? Sure. They absolutely do. But I think for the big picture, when I look at the lineup, I root for every one of these guys, and I really dig them, and I think they dig each other. That makes me happy. You know, to have a team, if you had a team full of quote-unquote mercenaries, which is a term that's been thrown around a lot here the last few years, and you watch them, and you're like, oh, you guys loathe each other, and everyone knows it, and it leaks out, and we hear this, and we heard this. That's not fun. Even if they win a lot, that's still not great. Like, you'll take it, but you like what you have with these dudes that genuinely like each other. They play really hard. They don't win every ball game. But I don't see a mentally weak team with a bunch of dudes I don't want to root for. And that's, I feel like we really do have the whole package right now. And again, will they win the World Series? The answer is probably not. Probably not, because the odds are stacked against them because it's so hard to do.
But the answer for the Dodgers is also probably
not. Of course.
Not.
I was
gonna say, of for course. Every team, it's
the answer
not.
For the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Mets and the Phillies is probably not.
Yeah.
But guess somebody's got to do it.
Guess what? Someone will win the World Series in 2 months from now, or 2 months and a couple of days from now. Someone is going to lift the World Series trophy, and there's no reason why it can't be the San Diego Padres.
No question.
This year.
No question. And you have a shot. And I think as a sports fan, that's what you ask for. And again, I he's one of those guys that if we won it in 6, he'd want to win it in 5. If we won it in 7, he'd want to win it in 6. He'd want to be in this uniform. And can't believe we did that. And there are people that watch it and they're longing for the guy that they hate or whatever to make mistakes so that they can go to Twitter or Blue Sky and post it. And listen, that is a way to fan. I've done it. I'm not saying you're wrong. But it's just with these guys, my personal feeling is I really like this team. I really like these dudes. Him looking at your best friend at the end and telling you to lose weight, it's such a clown move. It pisses me off. So I'm so sick of bullies like that, bro.
Scotty may have taken some shots at me, too. He does that from time to time.
Well, so. I doubt he was like, hey, isn't Ben a fat ass? Don't you agree? I doubt that very much.
Is it? Would you say it's accurate that some people would rather be right than be happy?
Oh my God! So that's the quote of the day. Yeah.
In sports, it's very easy to be right when you predict failure.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This
I mean, what did I say? 81 and 81.
This team isn't good enough.
I'm so happy to be wrong,
because most of the time you're going to be right when you predict bad things and failure. Ultimately, you will be rewarded.
Especially in baseball.
By being right.
Especially in baseball.
But wouldn't you rather be rewarded in the end every once in a while by being
wrong?
Happy.
And happy.
Yeah.
Being wrong in this business oftentimes means you're very happy. Means you're very happy. And it happens to me all the time. You know, you're not going to get any power from this guy. Boom, home run. I'll wear the egg. I'm happy to wear the egg because that means we probably won that game. But, yeah, I like that a lot, Benny. And I'm sorry that guy said that. I think it's lame. And that guy needs some help. And you look great. So I don't know what he's talking
about.
Thank
you. And I didn't bother me in the least, Ben. It's fine.
Bothers me.
Personal shots, personal appearance attacks. This doesn't bother me.
All right. Well, let's see. Your legs are very white at the top. They're very creamy. And I have to sit and stare at your hairy, creamy legs.
It's just been so hot and humid.
It has.
I was outside at Snapdragon Stadium yesterday from about 4 to 7 before the game doing live shots.
Was it raining on
melting.
You?
It was raining, and then it was incredibly hot. And then it was just bizarre, just so sticky, like you were in Florida for a while. But then it kind of got cool and nice. So it was. We ran the whole like gamut of seasons before the game at Snapdragon Stadium yesterday. We can talk a little bit more about the Aztecs and the drama in the NFL. We don't touch on it much, but wow. That was a shocker that happened yesterday. We will get to that after a check of traffic with Kelly here on 97.3 The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our pal in the chat, Orthodox Evans, said, oh, hot and humid. Don't forget who's hanging drywall down here on the Texas Gulf Coast.
He DM'd
me yesterday and he said, hey, if you ever want to hang drywall, you let me know if you're down here. And I go, ooh, like a real man fantasy camp. It would be the greatest. Like, they just, Ben is like sawing 2x4s. Paulie's nailing stuff into the wall.
I will let you know, Orthodox Evans. You may think it's that easy. But we had tons of equipment to lug from a far parking lot.
Way far.
Cameras, tripods, lights, everything to set up our live shot. Now, was I the one carrying it? No. But someone Someone had to carry it.
You felt bad for them. Oh, by the way, and
her name was Ginny, and she's about 4 feet seven inches tall, and has worked at Channel 10 for the last 35 years, and she is a absolute gem. We also had Gerald to help carry some stuff as well. I had my backpack. I did bring my backpack with my computer.
On your back?
Yeah.
You made Ginny carry it?
Well, if I carry it all, I'm going to be sweating like an absolute pig by the time we get to the live shot and look terrible. So I can't really do a lot of heavy manual labor as I'm walking to the live
shot. We are never beating. She had
never beating
Diva Allegation.
She did have a wagon, and when we were going up the hill, the unpaved hill with the gravel, I helped push a little bit to make sure she didn't fall over.
That's
or anything.
The one that you said, oh, Ginny, my little mule, is what you called her. So this is our little pack mule, is what he says about her. I did want to tell Orthodox, though, the Galveston drywaller, his son is turning 10 today, Noah. He's a huge Ben and Woods fan, Noah Evans. So happy birthday, Noah.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Just follow your dad's lead and not ours, right? You want a real man
don't
around.
Start smoking cigarettes. Yeah,
don't start
at age
smoking
10
cigarettes
like Woods or whatever it was. Yeah,
unbelievable.
I guarantee you, Noah's more of a man than we are.
There's no doubt. If his dad's hanging drywall in the Galveston humidity, he's way more of a man than we. Man, well, I'd like to apologize to Ginny, by the way, for having to lug Prince's gear around for him over here. God,
there is a certain amount of guilt you feel as you're walking.
Of course,
Elton Higgins.
It's like me making my kids carry all my stuff. Get my stuff. Let's go. Unbelievable, man.
Chivalry is dead. I don't know.
Well, you know, that's the thing.
I never saw Ted Leitner carrying around all the gear when
that's
he was
true.
Doing his
that's true.
Live television hits for Channel 8 back in the day.
Now, my wife, I would challenge my wife, who is teaching me to be less of a misogynistic creep. Every day, I'm learning. I would tell my wife. So my wife, if she said, "Why wouldn't Ginny? Why wouldn't you carry? You made Ginny carry?" I'd say, "I thought, are we not? Am I supposed to treat people different based on?" And that would be my pushback. But I think the gentlemanly thing to do is you carry the heavy gear and let Ginny maybe carry your backpack for you. I don't know.
That would be gentlemanly.
I'm trying to.
But we did have Gerald as well.
And Gerald as well.
Which came along to help, carry some of the equipment since it was a bit of a...
Honest answer.
Onerous live shot.
Honest answer. Did you walk in front of them? Honest.
No, I walked behind them.
You walked behind them?
Yeah.
I pictured you...
I was pushed, because I wanted to help push the wagon up the hill, so okay. I was right behind her.
Dub J says, Ted would not carry his car keys if he did not have to, with love. Well, we did hear a story yesterday on the roundtable from our own Matt Scraby about somebody that he worked with in the industry that was a bit of a diva and sent him to buy tampons. And in the middle of a show, I was like, you need to run down to Vaughn's and get me some tampons. Found out also the same day, she sent another intern to get her car washed the same day. And I went, all right, now that's even outside.
Never. I really don't send interns for things.
I sent Hammer for a couple of things, but he wasn't an intern, and I paid him to do it.
You did.
I was like, I'm slammed. I'll give you $20. Can you go get me this? He's like, no problem, dude. So
I was not carried like on a litter all the way from the
parking
lot.
Oh, yeah, like one of those. Yeah. Where they put the kings and stuff?
Yeah.
That's really good. I like the diva tendency sometimes. It makes for good content.
I know. Yeah. I thought you thought that was
like
amusing.
A pharaoh. Yes, they carried you in like a pharaoh into the snap.
A pharaoh.
That's how we say it in Texas.
Pharaoh.
It's great.
The days of the pharaohs have returned.
Sorry to Ginny and Gerald.
Yeah,
we get it.
Just quickly mentioned it. Aztecs won 42-0 over Stony Brook, which is a Division I FCS team. So I have no idea how good they're going to be. They were ranked in the preseason top 25 on that level. That's USD's level, though.
Okay,
less scholarships. Obviously, no NIL money generally to speak of. It's just not the same level of football, but. Last year, SDSU opened against an FCS team and were trailing at the half before going on to win. This time, they dominated from the get-go.
I legit, when I watched them again, and I watched the first half, Hannah was just getting home from the airport, the hellos to the kids and everything else, bath time and bedtime, but I had it on, and I watched the first,
Did you see the opening series?
Yeah.
So, they get the ball. at the 25, you know, touchback, and right away, the new quarterback, Jaden Denegal, gets hurt. And I'm going, oh, no.
Here we go.
Here we go again. Some sort of shoulder injury. The backup, Bert Emanuel Jr., comes onto the field for a couple of plays. Denegal comes back, though, leads him on a 75-yard touchdown drive to open the season.
Did
you know
that third?
Did you know they didn't score a point on an opening drive until the last game of last season?
Bro, that third down and 12 that he ran for and took a massive shot, I was like, all right, this kid's got something. And, yeah, it was just such a better product. Look, they would have beaten Stony Brook last year. They would have beaten them by 4. You know what I mean?
That's
it would
what
have
I
been,
think, too.
It would have been a real tight affair. They came out
was,
and dominated.
I thought it was an improvement. You saw some good throws by Denegal.
Very good throws.
Lucky Sutton, which is so cool that he wears number 7. Lucky number 7.
Great.
Ran for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, and they had 2 other running backs that came in and had some good chunk plays and yardage as well, so they got a deep stable of running backs. The offensive line, they're all over 300 pounds now. There's no, like, oh, walk on playing right tackle for us at San Diego State this season. So they're definitely playing a better brand of football. What does it mean in the end? I've got no idea.
Who's next for them?
Washington State. All right, yeah, it's their first road game, first real test against a Division I team, usually a pretty good program. They've also lost some players, though, in the transfer portal because of the whole Pac-12 breaking up thing. So, you know, that will be a litmus test for San Diego State next Saturday. To see, all right, if they can win that game on the road, they will open some people's eyes, and you'll go, this is a team that probably can contend at least for a Mountain West championship. I don't expect them to be in the college football playoff from the group of 5, but the team that was expected, Boise State, they got blown away yesterday by South Florida. They're pretty much out now of the college football playoff running. That's what happens when you're a group of 5, a non-power 4 team, and you lose big on your first game. There's no way to come back from that. They could still win the Mountain West, have a good season, but college football playoff is almost closed to them after one game of the season. So who knows who it's going to be? Someone's going to make it, and you know, San Diego State can still dream on it at this point.
You're going to do your college football.
Oh, yeah,
what are we going to call it? The college football.
Super sexy Saturday
stink fist schedule. Okay. I got to work stink fist in there somehow.
We'll get to that. We'll talk a little NFL as well. Don't do this coming up in hour number 2. And we'll check the standings after last night's MLB action that did not include your San Diego Padres. All coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number 1 sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.